The Senate budget includes $1.5 million in general funds to continue and expand children's crisis response services and child psychiatry. The House version does not. Child advocates are urging budget conferees to make sure this money is included in the final spending plan. Margaret Nemo Crow, Executive Director of Voices for Virginia's Children.
Half of all mental illness begins before the age of 14. And when you address problems as soon as they start, you have much better health outcomes than you do if you wait and make it years before someone can access services.
Pilot programs have been established over the past 2 years, providing crisis services in all 5 regions of the state.
The first 3 regions of the state that were funded were able to reduce their use of the state hospital for children by 21% with the use of these funds. So what that means is they're able to get mental health services and treatment to kids more quickly who are in psychiatric crisis so that they don't have to go to the hospital and they don't have to leave their families.
Crow says the recent investments in crisis intervention services are providing cutting-edge mental health treatment to children, particularly in rural areas.
Child psychiatrists are able to connect with many more patients through telepsychiatry, actually seeing the kids through a video conferencing system, and it's producing very good results. So instead of having a 4 to 6 month wait to see a child psychiatrist, they can see one within the week.
Crow explains another benefit to these dollars is the creation of mobile crisis teams.
These mobile teams have clinicians who can go where the child is in crisis and work with the child and family. So it could be in the home, it could be at school, it could be in a juvenile detention center, wherever the child is. And it helps address the immediate problem, de-escalate the situation, and figure out what other resources need to be brought in. That person is also able to assess clinically whether that child does need to go to the hospital, because there are going to be some kids in some situations who still need to be hospitalized. They need 24/7 medical treatment. But what we're finding by having these mobile teams is that there are a lot of kids who were going to the hospital who really didn't need that level of care. It's just all that was available once they got in crisis. So when you put something else in place that allows them to get the treatment they need but avoid hospitalization, it's a much better use of resources. And we've actually seen localities reduce their use of the state hospital for children.
Peggy Sinclair Morris of Chesterfield has an 18-year-old daughter with significant depression and mental health issues. She's now undergoing treatment for borderline personality disorder.
If we had had access to a crisis center, because the one in Richmond opened after she aged out of the system, I think we could have averted many of her hospital stays. A hospital stay can be very traumatic for the child at any age, but when my daughter's been hospitalized, there have been kids in there as young as 4, and that, I think, is very traumatic for not only the kids, but the families. It doesn't affect just the mom and dads. It affects the siblings. It affects the extended family that are involved. So when they come out of the hospital, you have to sort of spend this time recouping when you need to kind of be focusing on the treatment.
Shannon Hayworth's 7-year-old son, Logan, has autism and multiple mental health disorders. He has problems with aggression and noncompliance.
When he was about the age of 5, he had a manic episode. I had never seen anything like it before it happened at school. He trashed a classroom, and he was just, like, so high and giddy and elevated. I just knew something was absolutely wrong with him, so I took him to the hospital.
Logan is currently hospitalized for another manic episode, but Hayworth says overall he's responded well to the treatment he's received at MCV Hospital and the Virginia Treatment Center for Children in downtown Richmond. Logan regularly attends play therapy, inpatient and outpatient psychiatric sessions, as well as occupational and recreation therapy.
All those things help him to function and to be in school and to learn. He could be independent. I mean, in a lot of ways, he's absolutely brilliant. He programs at 7 years old and makes apps. But these mental health issues, it's a lifelong thing, and I'm glad that I caught it early and there were services early. I don't know what we would have done if this happened when he was, you know, an adult.
Hayworth would like to see crisis services become more accessible statewide.
I'm one of the lucky ones because a lot of parents don't have anywhere to go or they have to travel very, very far. I really don't think it's fair because I live in Richmond. I have access to some of these services and the families do not. I would rather my child be home. If someone can come to my house and de-escalate him and keep him from being in the hospital, would be great. And also funding for children who desperately need a bed and some place to be treated. And also for child psychiatrists, because it's like a 6-month waiting list for a child psychiatrist. What do you do when your child is in crisis and you can't see anybody?
The budget conference, which will ultimately decide the fate of these mental health dollars, is expected to begin today, after the House and Senate formally reject each other's budgets. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.